Now, I'm pleased to say that my guests have arrived in the studio. Now, Young Pioneers is a creative skills development program for 16 to 25-year-olds. It's mentored by industry experts, and from a week of pirate-themed activities and creativity in Pitsea to Portal Basildon, it's a free big-screen event showcasing student work in Basildon Town Centre. All the events developed and created by Young Pioneers aim to bring a burst of thought-provoking culture and creativity to the local area in coming weeks. Now, joining me is Kieran Morley and Esther Frimpong. Well, welcome, both of you.
Hi.
Hiya. Nice to see you. You got a bit delayed, didn't you? Sorry about that. It was a bit of traffic out there, is there?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Lovely. Well, we'll start with you, Esther. Maybe you can tell us a bit about what Young Pioneers is all about, please.
Yeah, so Young Pioneers is a project that we've been part of for 6 months. So it's made up of six individuals run by Creative Basildon, and it's all about giving young people an opportunity to run a community event to increase art awareness in our local community.
Okay, great. Is that part of a course that you're on, or is it a completely sort of separate entity?
It's very separate from everything we're doing. So all of us are either working or studying outside of the programme, and then every Thursday we get to come and meet up and basically just hone in on our projects and get them done.
Okay, great. Can you give us an idea of what sort of projects are going on then?
Okay, so last week we had two projects go live. We had the Pitsy Pirates, which was run by Ethan, and then I had my project, the Rising Star Fair, that was run on Friday.
Oh, tell us about that then, the Rising Star Fair.
So basically I came up with a kind of like an exhibition and like a showcase of young upcoming artists in our local area, and just having their like work kind of in front of people for the first time to like kind of give them the confidence that they're doing a good job and there's somewhere for their work.
Yeah, nice. So what sort of art are we talking about? Was it
I didn't want to focus on one type of art. I kind of basically, anyone that wanted to get involved with any type of art, I was just like, yeah. So we had painters, drawers, photographers, we had drummers, singers, we had a choir. It was quite amazing.
Sounds good. Yeah. Did you get a lot of people along to see what was going on?
Yeah, I think we had, for like across the day, just over 100 people. So
wow, that's good.
It was pretty good to get the project started, I guess.
Right, yeah. So how did you get to hear about all this, and what inspired you to get your own project up and running?
So I'm not sure about Kieran, but me, I wanted to take a gap year from school.
Right.
So I was kind of like looking on the internet, like what opportunities I could get, basically that I wouldn't have to go to London all the time. And when I came across it was kind of exactly what I was looking for.
Right.
And I kind of went in film focus because I want a career in film, and then I've been open to like so many opportunities from event planning to artist management. It's been quite crazy.
Brilliant. Yeah. So what are you studying at the moment to aim towards that career in film then?
Well, starting September I will be off to the University of Hull to study media production, hopefully.
Wow, I bet you're looking forward to that.
Yeah, I really am.
Really exciting. Well, yeah. Good luck to you. Let's turn to Kieran then. Now, Kieran, you're based in Basildon and you're currently studying creative media and animation, I understand. And you've got this Portal Basildon project going on. So tell us what that's all about, please.
Right, okay. So Portal Basildon is a big screen event that I'm running. It's going to be taking place in Basildon Town Centre on the 29th and 30th of March.
Right.
And the aim is to showcase student work, the talents of the local students.
Okay. So what sort of work are we talking about? Is it animation or is it sort of video production or film production?
So it's mainly digital media focused. So animation, games, digital art. But it's also open to a wide variety of different art forms and different submissions as well.
Right. Have you had many entries so far?
Not so far, but the open call is running till March 6th.
Oh, right.
So there's still plenty of time for people to be submitting their work.
Yeah. Okay. So where's it all happening? Where's this big screen going to be?
So the big screen will be along the town centre outside the Costa Coffee. That's where it will be set up.
Okay. So that's kind of going to be going sort of 24/7, is it? Well, while this is on anyway, and anyone out shopping in the marketplace will be able to see it, I guess.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So how about you and your studies? Have you started university?
I haven't started university yet. I'm on the second year of my course, which is level 3 now.
Okay.
And I'm hoping to move on to university, probably University of Portsmouth or Bournemouth. Those are the two that I'm considering at the moment.
Right, okay. And that is, sorry, I've lost it on here. What was it, creative media you're doing?
It's a creative media course, and it's specialising in animation.
Okay. Does that involve hours and hours of sitting at a computer screen, or is it something? Yeah,
it does. Definitely. Yeah,
so what sort of films, what sort of things have you done so far?
So a lot of our projects are about creating animations and analysing existing animations and films. We have a lot of discussions. We've had a group project, which was absolutely great. So yeah, it's been a really great course. I've really enjoyed it.
Okay. So what benefits do you think that you've got from being involved in all this?
For the Young Pioneers programme, I mean, the benefits have been absolutely huge.
Yeah.
I've met a lot of fantastic people that I wouldn't have met otherwise if I hadn't joined the programme. I've learned a lot about myself. I think I've improved at communicating with other people, just working with other people, which is a really important skill to have in the creative media industry.
Yeah.
So it's been amazing for me, absolutely great.
And same question to you, Esther, really. I mean, you did mention some of the benefits before, didn't you? But what would you say the main benefits are?
Oh, there's so many, I can't think. I mean, we've been on the radio, both of us, twice now.
Right.
We're going to be part of the Creative Estuary documentary. I've been able to meet so many people. My mentor lives in New York, so just the range of connections that I've been able, and we've all been able to gather because there's six of us, is immense. It's crazy.
Yeah, well, that's great, and you can grow and develop that as you go on, can't you? Well, I've got a little quote here from Ruth Heritage, the programme director at Creative Basildon. She said, "We are so proud of all the young people on our Young Pioneers programme who are helping to raise awareness of the tremendous talent in Basildon and the importance of creativity in the community. We hope many others will get involved and even be inspired to explore their own artistic potential through this programme." How's that make you feel?
It's crazy.
Yeah, taking it back, that's crazy.
Well, it's brilliant because, like what you're doing, and best of luck with it, really. If anyone would like to find out more about it, do you know, is there a website or something they could go to and have a look at?
They can definitely go to the Creative Basildon website, and I know we both, for our projects, we both had like a separate website and Instagram,
interested. Why don't you give us details and I can put them on our website later on. Yeah. So, what's yours?
Mine is at Rising Star Fair on Instagram.
You can find me on Instagram at Portal Basildon for the project, and www.portalbasildon.co.uk to apply if you're a student to submit your work, and also for more information on the event, that's all there.
Okay, and just remind us again when this big screen is going to be in Basildon. When is that?
29th and 30th of March.
Right.
The dates.
I'll try and get down myself and have a look. Thank you so much. That's really good of you to come and tell us all about it. It's Kieran Morley and Esther Frimpong. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Bye.